This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, two very heated debates that I wouldn't think would be so heated, especially considering we're supposed to be getting the budget office's take on the new GOP plan for Obamacare and with everything going on with immigration. But with my listeners, people are really heated about this study that came out linking marijuana with stroke and heart disease, and they're very heated about this 24-hour shift cap that may actually turn to 28 hours for first-year residents. Who knew that these would be things that would just rile people up? But I understand. Randy from Las Vegas writes, I don't want a doctor who's been up for 28 hours. You complain that Echo Alexa is giving medical advice. How is this less safe than a sleep-deprived intern? Yes, I was complaining in the last hour about how these hands-free speakers like Alexa and Google Home, especially Alexa, is going to be giving medical advice because Alexa can tap into the WebMD database. And so, I have a problem with that. Do I think a sleep-deprived doctor is better than a hands-free speaker? Yes, I do, but I don't like the idea of doctors being sleep-deprived. So that's a good question that Randy has, and he goes on a little bit more. All right, if he doesn't want a sleep-deprived doctor, does he get to say no? Actually, Randy could be a she. I don't know if it's a she or he. I'm sorry, Randy. Let's assume that you're a guy, and then if not, let me know. We talked about this in the previous segment, how doctors become sleep-deprived and why that system is in place, all right? In the medical setting, you don't work 9 to 5, right? Tumble out of bed and swim to the kitchen. We don't work 9 to 5. There's no such thing as 9 to 5. There's no such thing as 8 to 5, all right? In the medical profession, you get called at all times during the day. Right? And you have to be able to perform. If you have to perform a surgery, let's say you're a surgeon, you have to take out somebody's gallbladder, you have to do an emergency C-section, right? You are up in the middle of the night. And you need to be trained for that. And I have to admit, even though I couldn't stand the 36-plus hour shifts that I had when I was in medical school, I was very prepared for being up throughout the night for my patients. I was used to it. I was used to not having sleep. Now, doctors aren't the healthiest people. Yes, some of them exercise a lot. Some of them, may eat well. But for the most part, us being sleep deprived isn't the healthiest. And at some point in your career, you go, wait a second here. I need more sleep. And, I learned that a few years in where, here I had a couple babies. I would be calling patients late at night, answering their questions, calling them their medications. All this for free, by the way. Okay? And then the next day, I would just be tired. And now I had to do a whole day of work and then some. Not to mention with my kids and drive them around. I'm like, no. I need to make sure at least I get X amount of sleep. Now, that's not the why I stopped taking call in the middle of the night. I stopped taking call because of the liability standpoint. Somebody calling me up and ripping me out of sleeve. I told you about that case where the lady did not want to go to the hospital having chest pain. And she's telling her husband on the other end that I'm saying she could just take her nitroglycerin. I'm like, go to the ER. And it wasn't, she calls multiple times going, the nitroglycerin I think is working. Can I take another one? I'm like, go to the ER if you have chest pain. And then the next day, the husband goes, why didn't you tell my wife to go to the hospital? I go, I did. He's like, no, you didn't. You told her to just take the nitroglycerin. And I had no witnesses. There are no witnesses in my house in the middle of the night. My husband was asleep. The baby was asleep. So I had no witnesses. And at that point, I'm like, oh, no. This is what we need to do. We need to have the answering service say, look, all right, if it cannot wait till 8 in the morning the next day, because we were open the weekends anyway, go to the hospital. I do not mess around. We had an older woman with shortness of breath and a cough, and she wanted me to call in cough syrup with codeine. And you're short of breath, and this cough sounds like pneumonia. No, I'm not going to be giving you cough syrup with codeine. Go get yourself checked out. No, I don't want to. And many times they'll call at like 5:15. Oh, darn, we just missed the office. I've met people back at the office. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm still here. Or, you know what? Let me pull my car back around. Meet me at the office. I'm not going to call anything in. And then I make them come to the office so I could x-ray them and I could see them. But when it's in the middle of the night, it's tricky. You know, another trick that I told you about that many people do is back in the Yellow Pages days, the Yellow Page ad would have the list of doctors, Dr. Jones, Dr. Smith, Dr. Miller. So the scam was you call if you want an antibiotic. You called after hours and you'd say, hi, who's on call tonight? Oh, it's Dr. Miller. Oh, it's Dr. Miller? Darn, my doctor is Dr. Smith. Well, he said to call in if I had an issue. Will Dr. Miller, take my call? Yeah, sure, let me patch you through. Dr. Miller gets on the phone going, hi, I'm on call. Yes, what's up? Dr. Smith said that you were going to be on call tonight and that if my cold didn't get worse, you'd call me in a Z-Pack. Oh, he did he? Yeah. All right, well, I'll call you in a Z-Pack. All right, so then the next day, that patient was found to never even exist in that office. That happened to me when I was in training. Hey, Dr. Jones, that patient wanted a Z-Pack, so I called it in for you. I can't find the chart in the file room. Is it on your desk? Because I need to document. He's like, I don't have a patient by that name. So people were getting free antibiotics, you know, and free medicine, okay, you know, that way for years. So in the medical community, we want to make sure that you are able to, you know, competently deliver care throughout the night. And going through the boot camp of medical school helps that. But if you're a patient and you don't want a physician that's been up for 24 to 28 straight hours, then you pretty much don't go to like a teaching hospital because that's where the interns are. Now, the teaching hospitals are great because there's always somebody there, as opposed to the private hospitals where sometimes there's no doctor around. Usually, though, the nurses can handle everything, though. So, you know, most of your doctors, even your private practice doctors, they've been up all night also. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682.
391-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. As you know, I'm a medical doctor, so I've been in the healthcare field for years. And I had taken multiple years of Spanish in school, which I think is I was so grateful for the Spanish language that I did learn in school. Unfortunately, many of the words were not very useful, you know, library words, airport words, etc. But I did learn a lot of the basics with the verbs and conjugation, etc. And it wasn't until I lived in L.A. where I spoke Spanish all day long. So I had to teach myself medical Spanish. And teaching yourself medical Spanish, it took me years to be able to, you know, learn how to, you know, discuss somebody's medical issues and medical care. And I don't want you guys to have to spend the same time if you end up if you are in the healthcare field or you're a school nurse or medical physician or medical student, et cetera. So what we did is we devised a course called LearnHealthSpanish.com. It's under $50. Use code DDW. It's even cheaper. And it helps teach you the basic, not even the basic, but most of the words you need in medical Spanish, how to put some sentences together. There's quizzes, and you even get a certificate to show your boss. So please check it out. Again, my job on this earth, it's obviously not to make money. All right, you know, when you're in radio, it's I'm not trying to, you know, I don't know, discover the new Facebook or eBay again. I'm not here to do that. But what I am here to do is make things easier on you. All right, you know, if I could save you guys hours in learning something or looking something up, that's what I'm here to do. So go check out my website or go to LearnHealthSpanish.com, LearnHealthSpanish.com. It's really cool, really easy, and I think it's going to work for you. All right, so many of you are really ticked off at me because I discussed this article linking marijuana to stroke and heart failure. And I'll read you some of the comments I got on Facebook. People are so mad. I even have to watch my the language that they wrote. I can't say on air. And I'm kind of confused because all I'm doing is reporting the news. And boy, are people very emotional when it comes to marijuana. Well, this latest study comes from Dr. Aditi Kala and colleagues from Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. And this was kind of a large study in that what they did was they analyzed 20 million health records of patients who were hospitalized in 2009 and 2010 and found those who used marijuana, 1.5% of the patients studied, were at high risk of coronary artery disease, sudden cardiac death, heart failure, and stroke. So coronary artery disease is where you start to get plaquing and buildup along the coronary arteries. Sudden cardiac death is where the heart just stops. Heart failure, which we've talked about before, and then stroke, a blood clot or a bleed to the brain, most likely a blood clot. But what struck me even more about the study is they were looking at younger patients, age 18 to 55. So this is a younger group. Risk factors including obesity, high blood pressure, alcohol use, smoking were already taken into account. So why the link between heart disease, stroke, marijuana use, why? Well, they think maybe what it is cannabis and marijuana, obviously, may affect the cardiac muscle cell ability to contract. So if maybe cannabis slows down the contractile ability of the heart, then you could have cardiac arrest or you could have heart failure because the heart isn't pumping correctly. Another theory they have is maybe marijuana, like cigarette smoking, maybe increasing risk of clots. I had written an article a couple months ago on a study that looked at transient ventricular regional ballooning, where you have a ballooning of the ventricle, which could also cause heart failure. Another theory they have is maybe cannabis causes a release of stress hormones, such as cortisol. So again, the study doesn't suggest a direct cause and effect, but it begins to take apart the idea that cannabis is harmless. So obviously more research is needed to clarify the risks. So I wrote this article, and of course there was a poop storm that happened on Facebook. All right, let me see some of these comments here. All right, I can't say all these words because, boy, some people are pretty grumpy. But somebody called it fake news. Somebody said, let me see here, marijuana has never killed anyone. I'm sure cocaine or heroin had its effect. They say, although this study doesn't suggest a direct cause and effect, words like high risk taken into account one theory, another theory. Let me see here. They say marijuana studies have been going on well over 100 years. Marijuana's cardiovascular effects are not associated with serious health problems for most young health users. Okay, so here people are trying to find studies, and I understand why. They're scared. All right, now that marijuana is legal in multiple states, whether it's for medicinal use or recreational use, people are very happy to use marijuana. The last thing they want is Dr. Dahlia writing an article or discussing a study that talks about how it may not be harmless. Well, like this one person who wrote here, marijuana's Lance, oh, I know Lance Pry, I used to work with in radio. He wrote, marijuana's cardiovascular effects are not associated with serious health problems for most young people. He cited an article back in 2002. And it said for most young, healthy users. All right? Well, what about for some? Again, whenever I give any sort of, whenever I report anything, all right, you know, maybe we're reporting on something that occurs to the masses, you know, like obviously you don't want to take Viagra with a nitrate or nitrite. We've talked about how nitroglycerin and sublingual nitroglycerin plus Viagra could cause a very severe drop in blood pressure. So that's something that's for the masses. But many times I'm here telling you that, you know, E. coli hurts somebody. Or, you know, this recall with Listeria could affect people. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm saying you personally are going to get the E. coli or you personally are going to get the Listeria. And sending me a study from 2002, right, that might have already been debunked later is not going to make me change my course telling you all to just keep an eye open when it comes to marijuana. Now, remember, I have been pro-legalization. I've discussed this many times on the show. I don't understand why people think I'm anti-marijuana just because I'm here reporting the news. I want marijuana to be legalized so we could finally study it to the degree that it needs to. I do not want it legalized too quickly where we don't have the infrastructure and the logistics in place in society. You know, such as how are we going to handle the schools? How are we going to handle driving under the influence? How are we going to handle nurses or doctors coming to work under the influence? You know, the logistics need to be in place. But I want marijuana studied. And in order for it to be studied, we need people to be more forthcoming, more open about smoking it, and, you know, be able to, you know, look at these studies, not so much going back, going, well, all these people had a heart attack and many of them smoked pot. If the average person smoked pot in that neighborhood, that's going to be very hard to figure out what the actual blame is. So some of these studies we need to do is where we actually give people the marijuana and we watch people that smoke, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, once a day, and we see if they end up dying of a heart attack or stroke or sudden, or coronary artery disease. The problem with that is that could take years. You take an 18-year-old, right, who promises that he's gonna smoke pot, and I don't even think we're allowed to ask somebody to do that, and, you know, you're supposed to watch them for 20 years. We need data now. So we have to go back through these case reports or these retrospective studies or these analyses where we look at health records and go back and see who smoked pot and who didn't. You know, plus the other thing too is if people weren't forthcoming, right? If, you know, somebody was hospitalized with a heart attack and there was nothing in his record that he smoked pot, that doesn't necessarily mean he didn't smoke pot. It just means that he didn't bring it up. So, you know, I don't understand why so many people want their head in their sand. And there were tons more comments, talking about how these studies are coming out and maybe they're big pharma and they're, listen, okay? We need to teach you guys about the latest. That's my job here as your radio doctor. All right? If there's news that comes out, I'm going to tell you. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You think I like those studies about cell phones and possible risk? They drive me crazy because I love using my smartphone. Now, but it's my job to tell you, look, I don't think we have to panic yet, but this study came out. And, you know, when these flirtations with something being bad seem to come and surface, all right, you know, sometimes after years and years, it kind of takes that long for finally the truth to come out and go, you know what, actually we do have a problem. Now, people have been smoking marijuana since, what, 40s, 50s, even maybe before that. All right, very heavily in the 60s, and many people did fine. But then again, on the flip side, we had a lot of people dropping dead of heart attacks, right, in their 40s or 50s. Was it because they were eating fat, or was it because many of them were marijuana smokers? We don't know, and these are the things we need to study. 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-DOCTALI.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, brain activity was seen in a patient 10 minutes after they died. We're talking about a person who was declared dead. Heart stopped, and brain activity existed up to 10 minutes and 38 seconds after he was declared dead. This was published in the Canadian Journal of Neurological Sciences, and the study was led by the University of Western Ontario in Canada. The researchers examined the electroencephalogram, the EEG, recordings from four patients who were in the ICU. It was a test to determine brain activity. Now, these EEGs, or these electroencephalograms, they pick up the electrical activity of the brain. We look at these when we evaluate seizure disorders, as opposed to an electrocardiogram or an electrocardiograph, an ECG monitor. There's EEG and then there's ECG. The ECG looks at the heart, or what we'd call an EKG. Sometimes we used to, I used EKG because ECG, my C looked like E's. And here I was, I had a heart patients coming in, and the nurse is like, do you want an EEG or an ECG? And I'm like, let's change it to EKG because my handwriting's so bad. So the patient is considered dead when their heart is registering no activity on the heart monitor or is flatline. And that's usually when the time of death of the patient is given. We usually give it after we also try to resuscitate them as well. But in this study, which is really surprising and very tiny, there was electrical activity in the brain of a patient after the heart flatlined, among other indicators of clinical death. The activity consisted of a burst of delta waves, often associated with deep sleep. And they say this hints that how someone dies is a unique experience. The EEG activity, so the activity of the brain, had ceased for three of the four patients before their ECG flatlined. So, of the four patients they looked at, three died the way we would think they would die. Right? The brain activity stopped. Then it didn't tell the heart to work. Then the heart stopped working and the EKG flatlined. But for one of the patients, it was opposite. There was a burst of delta waves, not just seconds after death, 10 full minutes after death. That's like a whole segment of a TV show before the first commercial. And the authors don't know why it occurred. They say it's hard to read too much into the results at the moment, considering this is just one single case. The study also suggests a possibility that the results could be due to an unexplained error in the equipment, but they didn't think there were any malfunctions. According to the author, they say it is difficult to posit a physiological basis for the EEG activity, given that it occurs after a prolonged loss of circulation. The researchers wrote in the paper, these waveform bursts could therefore be artifactual in nature, although an artifactual source could not be identified. So basically, when somebody doesn't know why something shows up on a test or whatever, we call it artifact. They say it was also noted that there was no evidence for a so-called death wave, a surge in brain activity sometimes alluded to moments before death. Instead, they found no link between the moment each patient's heart stopped beating and their EEG recordings. So they suggest their findings could pose complications for organ donation. With death currently being determined by circulation, if now there's the idea, well, the brain could still be active, right? There could be some medical, ethical, and legal concerns. So, again, we are just talking about one patient, all right, where this happened. But fascinating, nonetheless. Very fascinating. Apparently, Science Alert said that a pair of studies back in 2016 found more than 1,000 genes functioning days after death. So, you know, could there be life after death? Could that brain activity be some sort of soul transference? I don't know. This starts getting very eclectic and very spiritual, and that's something I just don't, I can't scientifically comment on. But, you know, when people say they saw the light, and then their heart, you know, beats again, and they, you know, you think, well, gosh, they died. They technically died, but then they woke back up. You know, I believe that brain activity could exist after the heart stops. Right? If the brain still has enough oxygen, now, 10 minutes, though, that blows my mind away. I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, double check those machines. But, you know, you hear these little babies that actually die. and these little babies die, and mom goes, let me hold baby one more time. And mom holds baby, and then baby starts to breathe again, and heart starts to beat again. You know, how do you explain that? And, you know, when people say, you know, yes, they saw Jesus, or they saw the light, or, you know, when their heart stopped and CPR was being given, and, you know, there was a change off of staff because people get exhausted when they do the heart compressions and somebody has to change off, and then they come to and they go, yes, this is what I saw. And, you know, I like to believe them. I do. So I think that there could be something going on here, but obviously we need more studies. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you thought that was creepy, what about self-driving ambulances? A new study into self-driving ambulances released last week revealed that many people would not be comfortable getting into a driverless car while they were under health distress. Researchers from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and Florida Institute of Technology found that half of the 1,000 American adults tested were less than willing to ride in one of the machines, with women less likely than men to favor the idea. I don't know why men think, you know, maybe it's men, a lot of the video games that they play or whatever. I think they trust computers a lot more than us women. My husband and boys think computers are amazing with what they could do, and they have a lot more, I guess, trust in them. You know, well, look, you know, my Darth Vader character was able to do this, and before I even hit the button, it knew to start moving Darth Vader to the right. I'm like, okay, this is just some crazy artificial intelligence stuff. I don't even go there. You know, and as a woman, I'm like, no. You know, I'm the one that's going to carry my baby. Okay, I'm not going to put my baby into a driverless carriage. No way. Not happening. Anyway, they say our results show that consumers were fairly positive toward the idea of traditional ambulance configuration, while they had mixed feelings about the autopilot configuration. About half of the consumers were negative towards the autopilot. The research comprised three online studies with participants asked to imagine hypothetical situations. Comparing a human driver to a self-driving vehicle. Women more often reacted with anger and reported a reduced willingness to use the machine, while men reported either fear or happiness, with those fearing the system less willing to receive assistance. So they say the news obviously doesn't sound so good for people that want to automate the ambulances, but if you could have ambulances placed in certain areas throughout the city, and then you deputize it to go to where it needs to go to pick somebody up, there's a chance that this could be quicker, especially if the ambulances know how to weave in and out of traffic. I just don't trust the average pedestrian, right? You know, just accidentally dropping something and going in front of the vehicle. I just don't trust, because I've seen computers malfunction. My smartphone will stall. My computer will stall. The computer gets hacked. What if somebody hacks your ambulance? We were just talking about the CIA getting hacked and pacemakers getting hacked, etc. What if somebody hacks your ambulance? And we're looking at some 24 scenario here, right? Dr. Dolly needs to go to the hospital. They're like, I'm not going to let this happen because I don't like her. No, I don't trust that. No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you ever have a medical question, please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Or if I'm not live at the time when you're listening and you're listening to a delayed broadcast, no problem. We're usually on air the next day and we will play your call so you can hear it the next time you can hear your lovely voice. I do appreciate many of the calls. We don't play all of them. I know some of you guys would like to hear yourselves on air. And yes, we'll play them occasionally, but, if I don't play your call, don't be insulted. It's just, sometimes what you have to say isn't necessarily relevant to what we're talking about. Right? And please don't ask me out. We've had that too. And even though I really love the idea that you guys think I'm, better looking than I really am in person, I am married. And so I obviously can't play that caller clip, because then my husband's going to be like, all right, you are quitting your radio career because other people want my woman. And I'm like, oh, my hero. All right. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Would you have your baby sleep in a cardboard box? Well, apparently that's going to be a new trend. As a cardboard box, I think in Finland, they tried this practice decades ago to help babies sleep safely. They say parents are beginning to take baby boxes home from hospitals along with their newborns. A Los Angeles-based company has partnered with health officials to give the boxes away for free. And an online initiative offers advice aimed at reducing sudden unexpected infant deaths, or SIDS. New Jersey and Ohio were the first to participate statewide in the program. They say to new moms, the SIDS, or this sudden unexpected infant death, I don't understand why they have to add unexpected to sudden, but now it's SUID, was one of the biggest fears that a lot of us moms have. When I had my kids, I was scared to death. And apparently they interviewed this one mom, Shantia Williams, who uses the box with her son, Bryce. Now he's getting too big for the box. So, no, you don't poke holes in it. It's open. You don't close up the box. It's like an open cardboard box. All right. They say sudden unexpected infant death is a broad category that includes the sudden infant death syndrome and accidental suffocation and strangulation that could come from overcrowded cribs or bassinets. According to WLWT, the boxes aren't the only option for safe sleeping, but health officials say they're a useful part of the broader sleep safe education program. They say Ohio joined New Jersey in offering these cardboard boxes, which double as bassinets, for free. Each box comes filled with a mattress, fitted sheet, onesie, and diapers. It's called Baby Box Company, also handing out the boxes in Minneapolis, Phoenix, and San Francisco. The goal is to expand to all 50 states. The for-profit company also operates in Canada, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. Baby Box University, Baby Box Company's educational platform, maintains a website that coordinates the educational component of the program. I guess the idea came from Finland back in the 1930s. And Finland has had a sharp drop in sudden infant deaths, according to Dr. Catherine McCanns, a pediatrician who chairs New Jersey's Child Fatality and Near Fatality Review Board. The boxes provide a clutter-free sleep space. They say that it has been shown to reduce accidental and unexpected deaths. So for those of you that want a, very easy, put the baby in a box. Leave it open, though, people. Leave it open. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We got Tom calling. Oh, our buddy Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Doc. I'll make this real quick. What a shame that folks couldn't take your expert charitable advice and simply thank you for giving it. Instead, they had to get nasty with you. They must not know that retired cop Tom is on the case. I have a list of the nasties. I'll be visiting each and every one of them and teaching them proper respect for the good doctor. By the way, there's not been many longitudinal studies relative to the use of marijuana. There hasn't been that many studies at all in any respect because they're banned here in the United States. As a police detective who worked with narcotic enforcement for many years. We were introduced to a doctor, I believe she was from Australia, maybe New Zealand. They did a long-term study, and what they found is that the endocannabinoid system is known to play an important role in formation of synapses in the brain during the brain's development in young people. And the brain, a lot of people don't realize, is developing, I think you're backing up on this, up to their 20s and into their mid-20s sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when young people have heavy use of marijuana, they found in their long-term study that it reduced IQ points later in life up to 6 points. And that's equivalent to lead poisoning as a child. So that's something for young people to keep in mind. This doctor, and I'll leave you with this, described the effect of young people using marijuana heavily as someone drunk pruning a very nice tree in their yard. Imagine the outcome you would have, because that's what the brain's doing. It's trimming the synapses and forming the brain. So you've got a drunk person trimming your hedges that you want to be proper topiary design, something that would look expert on Home and Garden magazine. And they're drunk, and what are you going to get? You're not going to get a nice design. You're going to get something screwed up like a drunk person did it, and that's how their brains turned out. And that was with brain imaging.
Right, right. Tom.
So good advice.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you calling in. I do. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think what the one thing that I noticed is everybody is still so politically charged that all of a sudden an article comes up that's independent, basically. It's just a medical story. And because of all the passion with this last election, people started to jump on my throat that I said, all right, well, it looks like there's another study. All I said was another study came out linking marijuana to stroke and cardiac arrest. And once I told them that I was for legalization of marijuana, everybody started to calm down. I'm like, I don't get that. This is a non-political issue. Why does everybody have to make everything political? Right? And just because somebody is discussing marijuana adversely doesn't necessarily mean they're anti-Bernie Sanders, anti-Trump, anti-Hillary Clinton. They're supposed, I mean, why is everything always extrapolated to politics? Everybody needs to relax a little bit. I've been very, very vocal about, you know, my distaste for Obamacare and hoping that the Trump administration could fix it. But I've also been very, very vocal about how I want marijuana to be studied, and legalizing it could help this. Yet, you know, when people are trying to figure out my political leanings and they think that if I'm posting a medical article, it's because I am trying to make a slant towards Hillary or towards Trump or whatever. No, I'm just reporting a news article. And what really, really bothered me, look, I don't mind. Everybody kind of gets their panties up in a bunch, especially whenever I write about Obamacare. But what really gets me is we can't even discuss regular topics without somebody making it a right versus left or a red versus blue. And that's a problem. If we can't even discuss anything without somebody getting their panties all up in a bunch, and I get it. I get this election was probably one of the most heated and one of the most passionate. Now, again, you know, the media also, I think, made it a bigger deal than we thought. The media made it look like Hillary was going to win. But, guys, the election's over. Let's start talking about things in a, you know, bipartisan way. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about the health. Let's talk about obesity. You know, people were so upset when we were talking about soda pop because they thought that we were trying to promote the Michelle Obama agenda. No, soda pop makes you fat. It makes you fat. That has nothing to do with Obama or McCain or anybody. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.